Hi, and welcome to Seeking the Gospel Truth. I'm Giselle Aguiar. Come walk with me through the life and ministry of Jesus Christ as told by Mark in his gospel. We'll journey with the Savior to the cross and celebrate the good news of his true salvation. I pray that as you hear God's word, it will inspire you to study the Bible daily for yourself. Seek the truth. I pray that God opens your heart, eyes, and mind to understand what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you. And as you become rooted in the word, you'll also be rooted in faith, hope, joy, and peace. And the world can use more of that right now, don't you think? Let's dig in. Mark chapter 7, we're finishing off the chapter, verses 24 through 37. Two more healings, miracles, as Jesus helps a Gentile woman and a deaf man. As we finish Mark chapter 7, we find Jesus healing two people, one from a distance and another by touching. Here, he also fulfills a prophecy from Isaiah. Let's dig in. Mark chapter 7, starting in verse 24, the faith of a Gentile woman. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre. He didn't want anyone to know which house he was staying in, but he couldn't keep it a secret. Right away, a woman who had heard about him came and fell at his feet. Her little girl was possessed by an evil or unclean spirit, and she begged him to cast out the demon from her daughter. Since she was a Gentile born in Syrian Phoenicia, Jesus told her, "First, I should feed the children, my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs or pets." She replied, "That's true, Lord, but even the dogs under the table are allowed to eat the scraps from the children's plates." "Good answer," he said. "Now go home, for the demon has left your daughter." And when she arrived home, she found her little girl lying quietly in bed, and the demon was gone. Jesus heals a deaf man. Jesus left Tyre and went up to Sidon before going back to the Sea of Galilee and the region of the Ten Towns, or the Decapolis. A deaf man with a speech impediment was brought to him, and the people begged Jesus to lay his hands on the man to heal him. Jesus led him away from the crowd so they could be alone. He put his fingers into the man's ears, then spitting on his own fingers, he touched the man's tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." Instantly, the man could hear perfectly, and his tongue was freed so he could speak plainly. Jesus told the crowd not to tell anyone, but the more he told them not to, the more they spread the news. They were completely amazed and said again and again, "Everything he does is wonderful. He even makes the deaf to hear and gives speech to those who cannot speak." That's the end of Mark chapter 7. To the Jew first, then the Gentile. And this goes way back to the Old Testament, Isaiah 49, chapter 6. He says, "You will do more than restore the people of Israel to me. I will make you a light to the Gentiles, and you will bring my salvation to the ends of the earth." I've done a study on the book of Isaiah, so if you want to click on over and click on the links where it says Isaiah, and you can check those out, go deeper. Well, what Jesus says to the Gentile woman at first glance may sound like an insult or derogatory, but it's not. Taking into consideration the time and place, there were two types of people, Jews and Gentiles. And anyone who was not a Jew was a Gentile. The children of Israel are the Jews. The word dog, referring to the Gentiles, in this case, is the Greek word kynarion, which means pet, not a child, but something that is cared for. This story is also found in Matthew 15, where she's called a Canaanite. They were not just Gentiles, but pagans. More than likely, she tried all possible pagan rituals and nothing worked in removing the demon from her daughter. She heard about Jesus and had faith that he could heal her daughter. Also, in the Matthew account, it says that Jesus didn't answer her right away, but she persisted. Now, here are three reasons why the Jews come first. First, Jesus was faithful to the promise God made to Abraham. And that goes all the way back to the book of Genesis. If you're not familiar with that promise, God makes a lot of promises and he keeps his promises. So you want to click on over to my blog. The link to the blog is in the show notes. So you want to check that out. Number two, he wanted to show that our righteousness is not the way to salvation. And he wanted to show that he was fulfilling the Old Testament prophecies. That's important. Jesus opens the door to salvation to all peoples. And I quote from the Bible study plan from YouVersion. I quote, "This woman's inspiring story, this exchange between her and Jesus, holds monumental implications for us all. We see that, one, no one is outside the love of God. Two, committed faith knows the power of Jesus. Persevering faith moves the heart of Jesus. Fourth, patient faith withstands God's silence. And fifth, God's silence isn't an indication of indifference. She was truly a case for the cause of Christ to bring all who believe into the pasture of his fold." That's by Lisa Supp, and it's in the Gospel of Mark, part 3. In the YouVersion Bible app, which is free to get from your app stores. I highly recommend it. And have the Bible in your pocket. No matter where Jesus went, the crowds followed. They tried to get a break, but his light just shone so brightly that it could not be hidden or covered. It's a prophesied healing. Jesus then returns to the Decapolis, or the 10 cities. Now, this was where he drove legion, all the demons from the demoniac, and sent the evil spirits into the pigs, who then drowned. Okay, remember the people, this was back in Mark chapter 5. Remember the people told Jesus to leave. However, the former demoniac became a missionary, as Jesus told him to tell everyone who healed him. His testimony changed the people's attitudes towards Jesus. Thus, when the word spread that he was back, some folks brought a friend who was deaf and mute. In this case, Jesus takes the man away from the crowd. It is a more intimate personal healing. He touches the man, looked up into heaven and sighed. Ephphatha, he opened. The man now had ears to hear and a mouth to speak. How many times does Jesus say, "All who have ears to hear, listen and understand"? In the New Living Translation, it's 19 times. That's something you should pray each time you study the Bible. You should pray, "Lord, please open my eyes, ears, mind, and heart to understand what you're trying to tell me." Amen. That's simple. So here's another prophetic passage from the book of Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 35, starting in verse 5. "And when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy." Now, we haven't, through Mark, as we're going through Mark, we haven't seen him heal a blind person yet, but that's coming. It's coming. It's coming. He's healed the lame man that the friends broke through the roof of the house. He now healed the deaf man, and he was also had a speech impediment. So it's more, usually deaf people can't speak right because they can't hear, you know, the language spoken. So now all of a sudden he could hear, and he had language. So it wasn't just healing of it, but it also gave him the knowledge of the language. So he can actually speak and speak correctly, which is amazing. It's amazing when you think about it. Only Jesus can do something like that. So why don't you let him touch you? Jesus connects to our weaknesses if we let him. Notice that the deaf man allowed himself to be touched and healed by Jesus. He submitted himself to Jesus, as did the Gentile woman. They both had nothing to lose. They humbled themselves before him, and he answered their requests. Don't wait until you're in dire straits and feel you have nothing to lose. Don't wait until you've hit rock bottom only to realize there's nowhere to go but up. It's time to surrender your life to Jesus now. And here's what you have to do: believe, repent, be baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit. Believe, have faith that Jesus is the Christ and he died, taking your sins away forever, and that he rose from the dead 3 days later. Repent of your sins, that is, stop sinning, do a complete 180 degree turn in your life and surrender your life to him. Be baptized by water baptism. Show the world and yourself that you have died to your old life and are born again in Christ, and receive the Holy Spirit in your heart. So what are you waiting for? Invite Jesus into your heart and receive the gift of grace and confident hope of eternal life. You don't know what to say, you don't know what to do, there's a prayer in the show notes, or you can click on over to my blog and click where it says how to invite Jesus into your heart. And you can, at the bottom of today's blog, I embedded two worship songs for you. So click on over and check them out. And the link is in the show notes. Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I pray that the Holy Spirit, the author of Scripture, touched your heart to reveal the gospel truth that our hope of salvation is through Jesus Christ alone. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to reach out to me via my website or social media. I encourage you to read the Bible daily and seek the truth for yourself. I recommend that you download two free Bible study apps, the YouVersion Bible app and Through the Word. Friends, we are living in strange, crazy times, the last days, the end times. But know that things aren't falling apart, they are falling into place. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20-22, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends. Those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches." Jesus is knocking. It's up to you to open the door. Peter told us in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed or perish, but wants everyone to repent. Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready? Repent of your sins and invite Jesus into your heart right now. If you don't know what to say, there's a prayer in the show notes and on my blog. Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come." Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory.